John watched her go, his joy in the morning's brittle beauty gone. "Damn her," he thought resentfully, "and damn Sam twice for sending her to me. What did he think I could do for her? We're here to fight wildlings, not save them." Other men were crawling from their shelters, yawning and stretching. The magic was already faded, icy brightness turning back to common dew in the light of the rising sun. Someone had gotten a fire started. He could smell wood smoke drifting through the trees and the smoky scent of bacon. John took down his cloak and snapped it against the rock, shattering the thin crust of ice that formed in the night, then gathered up Lungclaw and shrugged his arm through a shoulder strap. A few yards away, he made water into a frozen bush, his piss steaming in the cold air and melting the ice wherever it fell. Afterwards, he laced up his black wool breeches and followed the smells. Gren and Dywin were among the brothers who had gathered round the fire. Hake handed John a hollow heel of bread filled with burnt bacon and chunks of saltfish warmed in bacon grease. He woofed it down while listening to Dywin's boast of having three of Craster's women during the night.